A Most Dangerous Method. The Story of Jung, Freud, and Sabina Spielrein. By John Kerr. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. I hope that Freud and his pupils will push their ideas to their utmost limits so that we may learn what they are. They can't fail to throw light on human nature, but I confess that he made on me personally the impression of a man obsessed with fixed ideas. I can make nothing in my own case with his dream theories, and obviously, symbolism is a most dangerous method. William James, Letter of 28 September 1909 to Theodore Flournoy. Introduction. Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung met for the first time on 3 March 1907. They talked for 13 hours straight. The last time the two men were together in the same room was at the 4th International Psychoanalytic Congress, held in Munich on 7 to 8 September 1913. On that occasion, so far as is known, they said not a single word to each other. So it was in silence that one of the most vexed partnerships in the history of ideas ended. Yet, working together for little more than 6 years, these two men decisively altered the course of 20th century thought. This is the story of that partnership. I tell it not primarily to round out the biographical understanding of either man, still less to take sides. I tell it in order to raise critical issues about the nature of their joint accomplishment. During the years of their collaboration, Freud and Jung